Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so a little touchy subject here, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. So, look, everybody likes when people on the staff bring some food in. Yeah, it's a nice gesture. Donuts. Anyway, today I come in, and there's macaroni and cheese. There's just a bunch of stuff. Like, what's better? Or how do I want to put this? Okay, it's great that somebody brings in food, but it's worse that nobody cleans their stuff up. I've been looking at a piece of macaroni and cheese in a tin plate since 7:28 today. Nobody's touching it, and guess what? Nobody's cleaning it up. I think that's disrespectful. That's the kind of stuff that I do not expect the custodial staff to do for
you. Want to talk about disrespectful, Steiny? How about a guy, his name may or may not be Matt Steinmetz, taking a donut from the box, opening it up to see what's inside it,
right?
Looking at it, oh, it's custard, trying to put it back into the box, and like as nothing happened. I didn't let it happen, by the way, JD. I made him throw it away.
You picked it up?
He picked it up
and put it back.
Tore it open and put it back
you
in the box.
No, in 2021.
Listen.
That's a federal offense, actually.
Listen. First of all, I did it for effect because I saw you looking. Secondly.
You didn't know I was looking. Absolutely
yes, I did.
Not.
No, I did know you were looking.
No chance.
I did know you were looking. And also, listen. What did I do after that? And not even...
Well, you tried to put it back in the box.
Did you wash the donut?
Yeah, did you?
My hands are totally clean. I wash my hands every break. I cannot believe you dropped dime on me like that. And it wasn't that I consciously put it back in. It was more like, oh, it's a chocolate donut. I broke it open. I was like, custard. And I kind of threw it back in there. I was going to get it later. I was. But then...
No chance. The level of disgust on your face opening up the
donut. I brought it over to you, and I said, can you believe this crap has custard in it?
What's wrong with custard?
It's terrible.
Oh, come on.
Ugh. Awful. I cannot
There's still
believe...
jelly left in there. Did you want to open up that,
I don't
too?
Like jelly either. I'm not a big jelly guy, although it's better than a...
Yeah, I thought I was getting a cream, and it was lemon.
Exactly.
Like lemon. Nobody... I was out on lemon.
Well, how about this? Then they have the simple chocolate covered... So it's I had to get a knife out to cut it in half, and it had crap in it too. So I had to throw out half that and a whole. There's still a couple in there. It goes to show you.
Yeah, there's a jelly.
All right.
I could see.
Now it. I guess I got to play because I complained about macaroni and cheese being left out. I guess there's Matthew Judon
of the Patriots. Is mac and cheese, is it traditional Thanksgiving fare for you? Like, is that on your Thanksgiving table?
No, I don't think it
is. Okay, it is on a lot of folks' table. Anyway, Matthew Judon was, the context is he was asked about mac and cheese.
Let's take a
for
listen.
Thanksgiving.
I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese out the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm going up. I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house. Yeah, I have never liked macaroni and cheese. And you know how they say, like, oh, your taste buds change every 7 years. You just got to, every time I try it, it's the same thing. And it's never going to change, and it's never going to get better. If you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese.
That's a little strong. It's a little strong, but you know what he is right about? It all kind of does taste the same, whether it's out of a box or whether it's at a restaurant that now is featuring comfort food.
It's a nice side, though.
I like a little ham in there, too. Ham.
I go bacon.
Okay,
I'll
yeah.
go little bacon.
Bacon or ham,
with
absolutely.
Bacon in your mac and cheese.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some crumbled bacon, some chopped bacon. Yeah.
Chopped hot dogs. Shout out being a 5-year-old.
Actually, that's absolutely.
I don't think I have done that since I was five.
Absolutely in play.
I feel like the breaking news is that your taste buds change every 7 years. Is that a fact? Do we know this?
I love the malaprop of I'm going to get on my soap opera.
General Hospital.
That was a great one. You ever hear Norm MacDonald? He passed, but he used to be great at that kind of stuff. Sharif's in Milpitas. See, I knew now that texters are going to actually think that I'm fingering up food and throwing it out for people to eat. I would not do that unless I could get some of the morning show guys on it. But I wouldn't do it to you guys. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Sharif? Does the Sharif like it?
Hey, first of all, if you pick up a donut, make sure somebody's not looking before you put it back in the box.
Of course.
Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit of Warriors basketball.
Yeah.
So first of all, I've gone to, they're playing beautiful brand of basketball. When I go to the games, I sit usually in the 200 section, not because I can't, mostly because I can't afford sitting in the 100 section, but I just love seeing the movement from the guys. It's something you don't see when watching other teams play. So I really enjoy watching the Warriors play basketball. And in terms of Klay Thompson starting, I kind of agree with that guy, the crazy guy that called from San Francisco, where he's saying you need to start Klay coming off the bench. He'll be cold, but right after warm-up, right after shoot-around in the third quarter where he's warm,
I got
plus
you.
That first game back, he'll have all that energy going, especially if it's at home. Yeah.
No, I got you. I got you. You know what? Thanks, Sharif. Appreciate it. That was a little clash. Sharif don't like. You know what? This Dave in San Francisco, he's now gotten officially under my skin.
Oh,
hey, Dave.
Here we go.
You know what happens 90% of the time now? A guy doesn't start, and they ride the stationary bike in the tunnel for the first 6 minutes of a game. What do you got to do? God, I hope he starts now. I mean, comes off the bench. Cody's in Newark. We got Niners stuff to talk about too, and we're going to get into that. But I'll give Cody the last word.
Big game.
What's up, Cody?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Going well, man. What do you got, buddy?
I've got Klay coming off the bench, obviously because he's coming off an injury. But here's my take.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Klay coming in the game when Curry comes out in the first half with Curry's new minute distribution. Curry stepping off the court and hyping up Klay would be in standing ovation. But Klay also needs to learn how Poole plays now that Poole's somewhat of going to be a starter. And Klay's defense also helps out on that plus-minus on defense, helping out with those guys. So he needs to learn to play with a couple new guys. So bringing him off the bench with Curry hyping him up on the way in would be a good thing for them.
All right. A lot of people with different views. That was Cody. It's not a bad call. That's not a bad call. It's going to play out. I know that. Hopefully the 20th of December, the 23rd, maybe the 28th. But we're going to get ourselves some Klay Thompson
in the next month. And it's hard to believe, JD, it's been 2.5 years, essentially.
Yeah. Incredible.
Just,
and it will be by the time he plays.
Right.
It'll be a full, you know, middle of December is 2.5 years.
Absolutely. Okay. We're going to switch to some 49ers right now because Kyle Shanahan just got done meeting the media. 49ers play the Vikings on Sunday. I guess that game's going to be at the same time as the Warriors game.
A little bit later start, 1:25 for the Niners, 12:30 for okay. the Warriors. So there will be some overlap, but you can get the first half of the Warrior game in.
Yeah, I think
then,
you're right.
And then flip over and then kind of keep an eye on both. I'll be keeping an eye on both.
I got you. I'll be a two-screen guy that day. So I'm looking at the NFC standings, and obviously three wild card teams this year. So excluding the four division leaders right now, JD, we got the Rams at 7-3. They're sitting pretty for one of the three wild card spots. Then you got the Vikings, Saints, Panthers, 49ers all at 5-5, and then you got the Eagles at 5-6. What I'm getting at here is even if the Niners can't get a win on this weekend against the Vikings, they're not going anywhere. I mean, they're still going to be very viable in terms of a playoff position. They're going to, in other words, what three wins in the last 4 weeks has done, JD, it ensures the 49ers are going to be playing important games, I'm going to say through game 14. So they have a little wiggle room here, even though I know a lot of people, I got to beat the Vikings. Yeah, it'd be great, and it'd put you in an advantageous position. You'd probably jump up to the second wild card, you would, and then you'd have wins over the Eagles and the Vikings, but they could still, nobody wants to hear this, but lose the game and still be right in the middle of it.
Yes, but if you win the game, and I think this is where it becomes important, if you win the game, you really feel like you got something going because you will have beaten a pretty good Vikings team, a team that probably should have a better record than their 5-5. I think they believe they should probably be 7-3 or even 8-2. They've lost some close games that they've been in. They've led by a touchdown in every one of their games.
Wow.
This year, and so they've been a really good, they've had trouble holding on to leads, and they've had some weird things happen at the end of games, which almost happened against the Packers in what was just a terrific game. So you'd really feel like you've got some legitimate positive momentum if you're the 49ers with that win under your belt. You're definitely going to be in that group that's in and not out at that point, and you feel like, I think it almost legitimizes what the last few weeks have been.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Whereas if you lose, you're still in it, but then it kind of feels like you're hanging on again,
right.
Like as and, opposed to really getting better week to week.
Right, and boy, we haven't really still beaten anybody except the team we own the last 2.5, 3
right.
years. All right, let's get to some of this Shanahan sound. I'm just going to kind of run through it because it's all newsy. This is the injury report. Injury report coming up for the Vikings game. On Sunday.
Injuries today, Mo Hurst out, Hasty's out, Elijah is limited, Josh Norman limited, Lakin Tomlinson limited, and Trey Williams will have the day off that day. Greenlaw, I mean, we activated him, I think it's his second week practicing, maybe third. He'll go today, and hopefully he'll be ready to go this week. D Ford, we should activate tomorrow. We're not going to practice him today. We don't like him to go 3 days, so he'll get out there tomorrow and hopefully be good to go for Sunday.
What do you make of Elijah Mitchell?
They need him.
I would have thought he was going to play. I thought he had a chance to play last week.
Well, it's funny. I did mention this. That was sort of how Shanahan had spoken about it, and then he didn't practice all week.
Right, right.
So once he didn't practice all week, that he wasn't going to play. So, and I didn't hear. Did Shanahan say he was in or out today?
He was... He was out.
He's out today? Well, then that's not a good sign.
Right. I asked you this before, I think, and it was a tricky question for the 49ers, but what players on their team could not practice for the whole week and then an hour before the game say to Shanahan, you know what, I'm ready to go, and him say, you're in there even though you haven't practiced? How many 49ers?
Two came to mind. You hit one of them. You said Bosa, and I agreed.
Okay.
And the other one, just off the top, would be Trent Williams.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I don't think either the quarterbacks fit.
No, I think we've already seen that play out.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. This is more Kyle Shanahan from today, meeting the media in advance of Sunday's game against the Vikings.
That's not a talking point. I mean, if people are aware of it, I would assume so. I mean, you usually have an idea of the other team's record and stuff like that going into it. But no, I think they've been battling back to this season just like we have. Two teams are probably playing their better ball of the year right now. And so I think our players are very well aware from the film, from what they've been doing, their numbers in a bunch of areas. It's going to be a real tough game.
And obviously Kyle Shanahan asked about if, you know, he's aware that this game's got playoff implications and the winner will leapfrog the other in the wild card standings. And he just says, you know, we don't really talk about it a lot. By the way, limited Elijah Mitchell.
Then that is a trend toward possibility.
Yeah.
If he's limited today, maybe he's a full go tomorrow. Even limited for 3 days is a hell of a better chance than
not practicing.
So that is a step up from where he was last week.
All right.
So that is a positive sign.
That's good news. That's good news.
As far as I know it didn't sound like he wanted to get into that matchup. I'm going to kind of double down here on the Vikings thing.
Okay.
As far as this game being a real, the Vikings are good. Like, they're a good team. If you've watched the Vikings play 10 games this year and you've watched the 49ers play 10 games this year,
right,
Vikings are better. To this point, through 10 games, the Vikings have been a better football team. They've played more good football for longer periods of time. And you can say, well, this, that, 5-5, it's the same. Like,
right.
And I get, like, this is not a joke game. Now, by contrast, if you win it, I'm actually going to give the Niners a little more for winning it if they win it. But I'll be honest, going into this game, I feel like the Vikings are the better team, and the Niners are going to have to play better than they've played at any point maybe this season to win that game.
For a longer period of time, at least.
Because I'm kind of – the Rams game, great.
Right.
Cool. You said it. They own the Rams. So it doesn't discount, but it kind of, in a way, does discount because they've been able to find the template against the Rams. And then the other wins – good wins, Bears game, Jacksonville. Okay, Bears are done. Jacksonville. So, like, the Vikings are a really good team. Like, don't look at the 5-5 and think, well, these are two very similar teams.
Well, and also,
I think the Vikings are better going in.
Here's what I think. I think if you look at the state of the 49ers defense before the Rams game, I think most people would say this defense is in disarray. The defensive backfield is absolutely atrocious, and now here we are 2 or 3 weeks later, and here comes Cousins with Dalvin Cook, with Thielen, with Jefferson, and off the top of my head, if this were 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm thinking, how the hell are they going to stop the Vikings? Well, the Vikings are going to pick them apart.
They got weapons.
Right.
They got weapons everywhere.
Right.
And they can run it, and they can throw it. You may know this, and the listeners may not know this. The Vikings are 5-5. I'm going to go through their five losses right now.
All right.
Just real quick. They lost by 3 in Cincinnati in the opener. Cincinnati's a pretty good team now. They lost by 1 at Arizona. Missed field goal, missed extra point in that game. Their kicker's been a problem up and down. So they lost by 3, lost by 1, lost by 7 at Cleveland.
Okay.
Kind of an ugly game. Cleveland right there, 500 team. They lost by 4 at home to Dallas. That was a Sunday night game on Halloween that the Vikings act. That's a game where they didn't play all that well, but it was primetime Cousins.
Okay.
Couldn't get it done again. Lost by 4, though. And then they lost by 3 at Baltimore the week after. At Baltimore.
Right.
Lost by 3. We're ahead in that game. And then obviously just beat the Packers by 3. But it's been close games every week for the most part. But 3-1-7-4-3 are their margins in their losses.
What about their wins? Give me some wins.
30-17 against Seattle.
All right.
They won. They did play a close game against the Lions where they won on a long field goal at the end.
Okay.
And they struggled in that game. They won at Carolina in overtime. 34-28. They scored a touchdown to win it by six. They beat the Chargers 27-20 in L.A.
All right.
And then they had a lead on the – they beat the Packers in overtime. That was one of the best games of the year this past week. They beat the Packers in overtime. There were a bunch of touchdowns in the final 2 minutes of that game both ways. It was really good. But they bring it. Like, they bring the – They've probably been – they've played the best games maybe of any team in the league so far this year.
That's fair. I mean, they haven't been beaten by more than a score. So
and they've been up by a score in each game.
Right, right. All right, let's go. We got more Shanahan here, and this is something I definitely want to talk about. He was asked about Deebo Samuel lining up in the backfield.
It depends what coverages they're in and stuff. Man coverage, you know, who's got him when he's outside, who's got him in the backfield, and, you know, it changes. Those are different run fits, confused linebackers and stuff like that on the runs and the passes, and you just got to account for everything. You know, it's same with motion, same with where a guy's going to line up. There's a lot of different stuff for it.
He's talking about Deebo Samuel lining up in the backfield. I think there's a direct correlation between Elijah Mitchell's status and how much Deebo Samuel will line up in the backfield. If Deebo,
100%.
I mean, if Elijah Mitchell can carry the ball, you know, 15 times, I'll bet we're back to Deebo Samuel being back there, I don't know, 3 to 5 times a game. But it's pretty, when's this ever happened before?
The name came up, and I can't remember who said it, but the only, and it's not to this level, but the only player that came to mind, and somebody else said it, was Percy Harvin.
Okay.
Within the last decade and a half of a wide receiver that would line up in the backfield. I know Cordarrelle Patterson that has done that,
right,
too, but Harvin is the one that kind of reminds me a little bit of Deebo Samuel.
Gotcha.
The Vikings would do that with him.
Hey, am I looking at the numbers right for Kirk Cousins this season? He's been unbelievable.
Yes. Statistically, he's put great stats.
You like that?
Get this.
Like
9, that. 10, 13, 14. He's got 21 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions? 21 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions.
I'm telling you, the Vikings are...
incredible.
Their pass defense. And here's the other thing you talk about this game. The Vikings pass defense, they got a decent pass rush, although this Everson Griffin thing today.
Strange.
And he's had some issues in the past.
Are they still waiting outside his house at this point? A Viking player, Everson Griffin, has made a 911 call, and now he's locked in his house, and they got people outside his house. You know, who knows how that affects a team or not, but man, I mean, Cousins is having a monster year. Monster. See, that's kind of the thing. I don't want to compare. I mean, I would much rather have Kirk Cousins than Garoppolo. Now, 2 years ago, probably be closer.
Well, at this point, you know, Kyle Shanahan in a quiet moment is probably like, yeah, y'all thinking, what do y'all think now? Like, I always knew Kirk had this in him, and, you know, I mean, obviously you don't want to play that out because
no,
it's no good for anybody at this point. But I'm sure in a quiet moment, he's thinking the same thing. Like, boy, all these people thought you'd rather have this guy over Cousins. You know, now what? And I knew that 3 years ago.
Right, right, right. I wonder, you know, what does a guy like Cousins have to do? Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. The only way he's going to get respect, to win a Super Bowl.
Win a couple of playoff games in the same year. I mean,
yeah.
By the way, Stein, a quick update on Everson Griffin. The Vikings released a statement about an hour ago. Law enforcement agencies have notified us Everson Griffin came out of his house without incident and is now getting the care he needs.
Good. That's good. Let's go to Mike. Mike's on the freeway. Let's talk Deebo Samuel. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
How you guys doing, man? Happy holidays, too.
Same to you. Same to you, Mike.
You guys are forgetting somebody, man.
Talk to me.
For real. Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers. Think way back. Who did they have?
Cordell Stewart?
Lynch.
Okay.
Cordell Stewart. Okay.
I mean, Deebo is kind of in the same mode, but I don't think they should keep him running like that because he's going to get smashed by a linebacker sooner or later.
All right.
Yeah, they did all kinds of things. They put him he ended up being their starting quarterback, but they put him a quarterback, and he was more quarterback or receiver, but they would bring him back there and give it to him.
A couple other names we had here. Somebody said Percy Harvin's a good name. Somebody was thinking Tavon Austin.
Okay.
You know, I guess he was listed as a running back, but one guy I thought it was David Meggett, the old Giant. But
he was always a running back.
He played a lot like in the slot, though. They could move him a little.
Yeah, they.
But
he was
he
a
caught the
down
ball.
Back.
I mean,
yeah.
He caught the ball like crazy. But
throw it to him.
Yeah. All right. On the other side, I want to get through this Kyle Shanahan sound, and I purposely waited for an interesting one, and the interesting one is Kyle Shanahan was asked the question today about whether it's possible that Jimmy Garoppolo could be back in 2022. We'll play his answer, which was very, very interesting.
Jimmy.
Is it possible that Jimmy Garoppolo could be back in 2022? And I'll give you Kyle Shanahan's answer on the other side. Hey, is your business high-rise or HOA in need of quality painting now that teams are returning to offices? MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area, completing projects on time. Get a free quote today from the Bay Area's painting experts at mbjesse.com.
Big fat choke artist.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
A little off kilter. A little off kilter today, to tell you the truth. By the way, this segment sponsored by Livermore Casino, located on First Street in Livermore. I don't usually go to the coffee in the PM. Usually might have one cup between 12 and 12:30. I'm finishing up a cup now at 2:30, and I'm wondering if that's going to affect my pre-Thanksgiving plans.
You know nah, what I mean? It won't.
I don't need a gurgle in that stomach.
It won't. You'll be all right. You get a little food, though. You might have to get a little food.
Well, I had a nice breakfast this morning. In fact, that was one of the reasons that I kind of got thrown off is I had breakfast at home today rather than across the street, which is one of my favorite places. Now.
I went double coffee today, by the way.
Well, like somebody texted who was watching on twitchtv.com or twitch.com TV.
Yeah.
Damn it.
On Twitch.
And he said, looks like, can you confirm JD is drinking a venti?
It was a venti today.
Okay.
And I actually had one at home before.
Oh, okay. Of course, those, you got those at Timeless Coffee. No doubt about it. Okay. Here's the question at hand. For Kyle Shanahan, who met the media today, obviously leading up to the Vikings game on Sunday, he basically was asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. And could Jimmy Garoppolo be back? I mean, we've absolutely heard. There's a possibility. Here's what Kyle Shanahan said.
I think there's a chance for anything, but you know, I think we've made it pretty clear that Trey's our guy of the future whenever that'll happen. But there's also nothing against Jimmy that we took him, but we do believe Trey will be our guy of the future. And like I said, I think it'll be really hard if Jimmy's on it for him to beat him out right away. So it's kind of going like that right now and not thinking much past that.
Okay, so he meant at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
I kind of thought before he clarified he might mean, it's going to be tough for Trey to beat him out next year.
Well,
what do you make of that?
Was it? Do we need to play it again?
I'll tell you what I heard, but I'll play it again.
Let's play it again.
And obviously, 49er
fans. Before I give
you
an answer.
49er fans, take a listen. Kyle Shanahan was asked if Jimmy Garoppolo could be around or could be back for the 2022 season. It's time to decipher Kyle Shanahan's answer.
I think there's a chance for anything, but you know, I think we've made it pretty clear that Trey's our guy of the future whenever that'll happen.
Okay.
But there's also nothing against Jimmy that we took him, but we do believe Trey will be our guy of the future. And like I said, I think it'll be really hard if Jimmy's on it for him to beat him out right away. So it's kind of going like that right now and not thinking much past that.
See, I didn't take that as this year specific.
I took it as, you know, I kind of told you that it was going to be hard for him to beat Jimmy out. And that's what's happened.
Also true.
So you thought it'd
be kind of hard for him to beat him out. If Jimmy's,
That's interesting. Because if that's the case, then they got to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo almost. Because you can't come into year two and say, we're going with Jimmy Garoppolo because Trey Lance still isn't as good. Because you can't come back next year and say, we're going with Jimmy Garoppolo because he gives us still the best chance to win.
What if you're content having him under contract, or maybe you restructure to where, I mean, you restructure it to a point where he's making less, which makes him more tradable at that point. And then you bring him back and you...
Garoppolo wants to get out of here, don't you think?
Well, I mean, he's gonna get his money either way at that point.
He is, but...
If they decide to have him be on the team at the beginning of next year.
But we talked about this yesterday. I mean, you think there's 10 teams out there he might be able to start for, 8, 10, whatever it is. I think he's...
The way I took that, though, was just... And I'm sorry for jumping in on you. The way I took it was... Kyle Shanahan wants Trey Lance to beat him out.
Exactly.
To be better than he is before he gets the job.
Exactly.
He wants Trey to be better than Jimmy. So in a way, I almost took it as if Jimmy's a barometer for when Trey's ready.
I got you. Let's take one more listen to it because it is pretty interesting. Kyle Shanahan asked about if Jimmy Garoppolo could be around in 2022.
I think there's a chance for anything, but I think we've made it pretty clear that Trey's our guy of the future whenever that'll happen. But there's also nothing against Jimmy that we took him. But
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We do believe Trey will be our guy of the future. And like I said, I think it'll be really hard if Jimmy's on it for him to beat him out right away. So it's kind of going like that right now and not thinking much past that.
You know what?
You coming around?
I'm coming around to it's not out of the realm of possibility. And I do think, listen, do I want to start thinking maybe not everything's gone to plan with Trey Lance? I gotta believe. See, I don't know, because here's what I do believe. I think if you asked Kyle Shanahan the day after they drafted Trey Lance, when do you think he's going to start for the first time? I don't think he would have said probably midway through his rookie year. I don't think he would have said that. You know what I mean?
You think he would have said, well, we're hoping for the beginning of 22.
Yeah, something like that. Or, you know what? We just want to get this kid in here. I don't have a timetable on it, but right now, Jimmy gives us the best chance to win. The minute that changes, we'll go with Trey Lance.
What if he's hedging in the sense that you know you're going to need somebody to play the position if Trey isn't ready, and even if you consider Garoppolo to be, let's say, a glorified backup or
right.
Maybe a level better than a backup,
right.
But not a great starter.
Sure.
You'd still rather have him around because, one, he's been around, and two, you know you can still win at a certain level until Trey Lance is ready. And what I mean is you'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo just be the starter into next year if Trey isn't ready than have to deal with you're trying to get Trey Lance ready, he's not, and now you've got Joe Random backup.
From the outside, that
you don't know that you can win with at the same level you can with Garoppolo. And we've seen Kyle Shanahan can't win with anybody other than Jimmy Garoppolo. Nobody.
That's true.
Like, they stink with everybody else.
Yeah, I cannot believe they would bring back Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance, and Shanahan's basically saying, what if he says next year? Well, see, I don't think Garoppolo wants to come. Garoppolo's not going to want to be here if Trey Lance is here, because I think he's annoyed. I think Jimmy Garoppolo's basically annoyed, even though he might not have a huge reason to be. But I think he's handled it because he knows how to handle it, and he's a pro and all that. But I mean, let's just bring it to its logical conclusion, and the Niners go 9-8, 10-7, make the playoffs. Win a game, but don't make a ton of noise. I don't know.
He can want out, but that doesn't necessarily mean he gets out. Now, he does hold the cards in terms of his salary number.
Right.
Like, because to me, what you'd try to do is convert it where, and again, I'm just hypothetically without having it in front of me, if he's supposed to make $24, $25 million, and you got a cap number for that, well, then why don't you convert it to where you make that like $10 million, but then you give him $15 in bonus,
right?
And you know what I mean. So sure. He still gets his money, you know. Or you could just because you wouldn't want to, if you're the Niners, force the hand of, well, we'll just cut you if you don't take less. Well, he'd say, okay, well, cut me then, because
right.
I'd rather go. So you work something out to where he's going to get his, he's going to stay. Because how are you going to know for sure that Trey Lance, if we don't know by the end of this year, how are you going to know for sure that Trey Lance is ready to be the starter and you can win with him next year? Because it's not just...
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan might try to tell you he knows that now.
That he will be good enough.
In theory, or yes.
September next year.
I think Kyle Shanahan can look at Trey Lance and say, you know what, well, it's probably not going to happen this year, but... Damn it, we expect him to be the starter week one next year. When I play him in that with the ones from the moment training camp starts.
Well, and you know what? If that's the case, then you're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo get cut in March or traded.
Fair enough, I think.
Right?
Well, I mean, I think that's
like,
the most likely thing.
If he feels that way, that's what will happen.
Don't you think that's the most likely thing to happen?
At this point, yeah.
Right.
It probably is. We'll see how, one of my favorites, how things end matters.
Absolutely.
Let's see how it ends.
Let's go to Gio. Gio's in the city, wants to jump in on the Kyle Shanahan comments. What's up, Gio? What'd you make of Kyle's comments about Garoppolo?
Yeah, and also, more importantly, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Same to you.
But in regards of Shanahan's comments, I think what really it is like you mentioned it earlier, or you tapped into it earlier. He is there so that you know, Trey Lance can kind of, like, beat him into position. And this is kind of early to speculate, but I'm wondering if, you know, Jimmy G is willing to kind of cut down on the cost that is, like, you know, owed to him so that then, one, he has actually a job instead of, like, kind of just hunting for a new position. But my thinking is that he's willing to be on the team so that he can teach, you know, Trey Lance to say, hey, this is what competition's really like in the NFL. And then hopefully we see Trey Lance, like, actually step up. I'm not saying he's a bad player, but, like, you know, more competition depending on, like, obviously from his little experience in college to the big boys in the NFL. But, you know, who knows? I think it's a little too early to think about Jimmy G if he's going to be here for next year, because I think if he keeps falling out like he is right now, I wouldn't be surprised that we see him stay for maybe 2+ years. Well, 2 years tops at least.
And this is one, ideally.
But yeah, your guys' thoughts.
Thanks for the call, Gio. I appreciate it. I mean, I just remember thinking back to Jed York's statement about, hey, Trey may sit for 2 years, who knows? And everybody just thought it was a joke.
or he didn't know what he's talking about.
Right, exactly. Or he just, yeah, exactly. And you know what?
Jed doesn't know football, right? I mean, that's kind of,
exactly.
That's just how it was, yeah.
Exactly, but I mean, 10 games into this season, JD, you think we're closer to that or we're closer to Trey Lance starting week one next year? You know what I mean?
Wait, say that one more time.
I mean, Jed York said, you know, it's possible Trey Lance may sit his first 2 years. And I'm thinking that's just as likely as him starting week one next year, maybe, at this point.
Yeah, I think we're closer to him starting week one still.
I do, too.
You gotta be, right?
I would think.
But that's the logic. The logic is nothing more than, you gotta be, right?
Well, that's the other thing. I've been willing to. Okay, they draft Trey Lance. Didn't play a lot last year. Comes from North Dakota State. All that kind of stuff. I'm willing to accept. You know what? It's not a big deal. He's not ready. I know there are a lot of 49er fans that will say, "Well, that's his job, Chad, to get him ready." But I don't think there's anything crazy so far about Trey Lance not playing for the 49ers.
Agree.
But also I'm noting he's different than Trevor Lawrence or Wilson or Fields or Mac Jones, because he didn't have that experience. So nothing to see here yet. But there will be a time when it'll be undeniable that there's something to see. And to me, that is next year. If Trey Lance is not the starting quarterback next year for the 49ers, then I think we got a problem.
It's time to start really tapping into why.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's kind of where I'm at with and I mean, damn, the similarities as far as I'm concerned to Wiseman there are so many similarities between Wiseman and Lance. And I guess I'm consistent because I feel like both of them, neither of them yet are worrying me. Hey, can Lance even play in the NFL? Can Wiseman even play? We're not even close to that yet. But I think Trey Lance, what do you make of he has to play because you gave up so much for him?
No. This, like now? No.
No, like. At least, no, next year from day one.
Not necessarily. It just depends on what the goals of your team are. Like, for me, you can't say your goal is to win a Super Bowl and then say that you're going to start him this year right off the top. Unless he is just so good and wows everybody to the point where it's obvious. And that didn't happen. Like, I know there's some people that think it did. It didn't.
Right.
Like, it did not happen. So that's the first part of it. I think it just depends on your goals. Like, if Trey Lance is the starting quarterback next year, the goal isn't, well, they're developing a young quarterback, so they're not going to be very good. No, the goal is going to be they need to go 10-7 and make playoffs.
Exactly.
Like, so because if he can't do that, and you think Jimmy Garoppolo, if you get to a point where you don't think he can lead you to that, well, then he can't start no matter what you gave up for him.
I agree.
Who cares?
I totally agree. And the other thing I'm thinking is, I mean, I'm looking at these five teams right now, Vikings, Saints, Panthers, Niners, Eagles, and I'm thinking Niners are going to make the playoffs. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs.
So you better make it next year if you make it this
exactly,
year.
Exactly, no matter who's quarterbacking. But you're right. You can't put Trey Lance in week one after you went 10-7, won a wild card game, and then lost a tight one to a real good team who eventually won the Super Bowl, and then say, yeah, we're going to start over next year with Trey Lance. No, you're going to have to say we're hitting the ground running with Trey Lance.
Because, again, you're betting that Trey Lance is better than Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Because that's what we've heard, right? I don't mean from Kyle Shanahan, but that's what the people that are demanding Trey Lance play, and he should have already been playing, and he should be playing this week, and those people believe he's better right now than Jimmy Garoppolo. Because Kyle Shanahan doesn't trust him, and they run the football all the time. And, well, if you're going to run that offense, then Trey Lance should be able to run that offense. What the bleep?
Right.
Like, that's what you hear. So you don't get let off the hook. Like, if you're somebody that thinks Trey Lance is better than Jimmy Garoppolo now, then you don't get to dial down the expectations for Trey Lance next year once he's the starter.
I completely agree with
now,
that.
Oh, young quarterback. Now you can be 6-11. No, you can not if you were 10-7 with Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, that's absolutely positively
true. Otherwise, that
true.
Should start to be looked at as maybe a failure.
Yeah, that you have a quarterback that can't get you further than Jimmy Garoppolo.
And then you got one more year to figure it out, or it's bye-bye. Night-night.
I mean,
Night-night.
It's all a matter of how it plays out, obviously. But the thing that I'm thinking now, okay, what were some of the possibilities? Well, the 49ers clearly aren't going to go 12-5 and finish second or third in the conference and have a home game.
Right.
So they're getting into the playoffs as a wild card, most likely. It's highly unrealistic that they're going to win three road games. Two, I would give them, a max opportunity for. But if they go 10-7 and win two playoff games, even as a wild card, my question then is, well, how the hell is Trey Lance going to start week one next year?
Oh, well, how it is?
If he's not better in playoff game number two, 3 months from now, how's he going to be better 6 months from now without any games? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I'll say it. How it ends matters, right? You go 10-7, you win two playoff games, and losing the NFC Championship game to somebody, Tampa, Green Bay at Lambeau.
Right.
Pick another team that may wind up being up there. Then,
I mean,
at that point, we are having a legitimate conversation of, do you want to run it back one more time and try to win a Super Bowl?
Exactly. But when I look at Trey Lance and Garoppolo, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, you drafted this guy three, so he's the quarterback of the future. I mean, that's vague.
Right.
That's really vague.
Yeah, he's young. The other thing I will say is, you go back to, you look at the Pat Mahomes example.
All right.
Because it does play into what we're talking about here. Alex Smith's the starting quarterback. Chiefs wind up losing in the first round, win the division. They had the lead, right? They had the lead. They ended up, Mariota brought Tennessee back, that wild game. That's it. All right, they lose. So they were a good team. They were a division-winning team. That's it. We're going to Mahomes. And then they go to the NFC or the AFC Championship game, and they're going toe-to-toe with Brady in Mahomes' first year starting.
Right.
Going to overtime in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots, and then you win the Super Bowl the next year. So they got to a point with Alex Smith a couple of times, took some L's, and then when they went to Mahomes, they were better immediately than they had been before. So
I wonder if Andy Reid, late in Alex Smith's final season, when Mahomes was a rookie, did he
already know?
Did he think Mahomes was actually better than him then?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
But I, you know, I'm not bringing the kid in week 15 when we're
right.
You know,
we'll let it play out, and that, and next year I know we're in a better place.
Right. Boy, but I don't like. I don't
but
know
they
why.
Did it.
I don't know why I don't see that for the 49ers. But you're right.
It
10-7 this year. Win a playoff game. Lose a playoff game. And now, Kyle Shanahan says, now we're going to take it to the next level because that's how good Lance is. And we've developed him. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
That's the kind of scenario you'd hope for. And again, that template gets thrown around a lot. I mean, look, Mahomes looks like a future Hall of Famer already.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a little unfair probably to go down that road too far. But when you talk about teams that have made that move to where they move off, they move from the one guy to the next, you know, look at even go back in the day with, you know, what happened with, you know, the Packers moved off of Favre
right
after they lost an NFC championship game, and people and it took them a couple of years until they won a Super Bowl with Rodgers, right? Like they were worse 2 years
right
for 2 years
right,
you know, they were 6-10 Rodgers' first year. People forget that.
All right, it's going to do it. Yeah, the show flew by, JD. Now it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, it did.
Thanksgiving Eve. I'll tell you what, I'm thankful to for having a family that loves me, for having a job. We should all try to figure something out where we realize we're thankful for one thing or the other.
Producers,
board ops, even Ray Ratto. We're thankful for. All right, who do they have coming up next? Ratto and who's the other guy, D. Bruce?
Aziz Al-Shaair.
All right, there you have it.
4:30.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll talk to you down the line.
Go away.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.